I'll turn on my camera so you can see.
Recording in progress.
Okay, hello, my name is Emily Terrell. I am your hearing examiner today. We are live in Kitsap County and via Zoom. We are having two hearings today on Thursday, May 8th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Started right on time. First one is a conditional use for accessory dwelling unit. The second one is a critical areas variance. And order of operations today is I enter the exhibits and do this spiel. Everyone who wishes to speak today will need to be sworn in. We will start with staff, then the applicant, then any members of the public. We can make sure that we'll get all of our questions answered. I don't think either of these are terribly controversial, so it shouldn't be terribly long either, but that's okay. All right, so the first hearing that I'm going to open is for agenda item 24-02558, the Hager Palermo conditional use for accessory dwelling unit. The applicant proposes converting a 484 square foot existing accessory garage into an accessory dwelling unit with a new two bedroom septic tank. It will be detached from the primary residence as it currently is. That residence is 1,666 square feet of habitable area. No change to the exterior or access for the structure. So we will start with the staff member. Please introduce yourself for the record and let me know if you swear affirm that your testimony today is the truth.
I do.
Great, thanks. Before I get that, exhibits 1 through 17 listed in the index to the record prepared by county staff were admitted during the hearing, so let me admit them now. And are there any additionals or are there any objections to any of these being entered into the record? And if you're online, you can raise a hand. Also, if you wish to speak and you're online, let us know and raise a hand. Okay, I'm seeing none. In that case, please take it away.
Good morning. My name is Erin Lewis. I am a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. And today I am presenting that request for approval for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached ADU. The application was deemed complete on June 11th of 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Developmental Procedure, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department regarding the notice of application. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated July 23, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on March 28 of 2025. The SEPA appeal period, which I did have incorrect in the staff report, so correcting that here, the appeal period ended April 11th of 2025. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. According to Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 042601-2-006-2001 is 8.1 acres in size, addressed as 23468 Clear Creek Road Northwest in Polsbo, 98370. It's in North Kitsap and in Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo here shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding on all sides are also rural residential. The proposal is to convert an existing structure into a detached accessory dwelling unit. The subject site has two mapped critical areas and is moderately sloped, as this is a conversion of an existing structure. There are no critical area ordinance concerns. The subject site, The site plan here for the proposal shows access from Clear Creek Road Northwest, which is a county-maintained road. The site plan shows sufficient off-street parking spaces planned to meet parking standards for both the single-family residence and the ADU. Applicant floor plan shows the principal dwelling is 1,666 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size for the ADU is 833 square feet. The floor plan also helps us determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary structure. Here are all four elevations of the primary dwelling. It shows similar siding and a matching roof shared by both structures. And here are photos of the structure to be converted, showing a similar design style for the ADU. The floor plan here for the ADU demonstrates the size as 484 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 833 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 833. The proposed ADU is only 484. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU is a conversion of a legally existing structure. The ADU will have similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or a mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Clear Creek Road Northwest, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B and recommends approval as conditioned.
Thank you very much. Very thorough staff report, and so I don't actually have any questions other than is would a member of the applicant's team or the applicant themselves, would you like to testify today?
Okay.
The applicant will be coming up.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I know who you are, but for the record, would you please state your name?
Yeah. And
go ahead.
I'm Dan Hager. I live at 23468 Clear Creek Road. And this this application is to deal with an existing structure that's a log cabin that used to be a dwelling.
Can I swear you in first? Then we'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My fault. do you swear affirm, sir, that your testimony today is the truth?
Yes.
Good. And it's a very cute log cabin. So and go ahead. What do I need to know?
All we're trying to do is reestablish it as a dwelling. I think it will provide useful service to the community and stuff like that. Other than that, that was pretty much it. We're just a long time waiting for this to happen.
The bureaucratic wheels turn slow.
I know. We're patient.
I'm glad you're patient. Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else who would like to speak? Thank you, Mr. Hager.
There is no one in the room.
Okay, and anyone online? Any hands up? Nope. Okay. In that case, this is straightforward. I can't rule from the bench, but I can say that this project has met all of the requirements, and there doesn't appear to be any substantial issue that would prevent me from ruling in favor. I have 10 business days to render a decision on this proposal. And with that, I'm going to close the first hearing so that we can move on to the second hearing. Okay. Changing papers? Okay. So I will now open at 9:09 the agenda item permit 24-04433. The Morton Critical Area Variance Type 3 for a 70% buffer reduction and Wetland A. The applicant is seeking a critical areas variance from the wetland buffer provisions of KCC 19-200-220 to allow for development within the buffer of wetlands, which will result in a minimum buffer width of 33 feet at the narrowest point. So I will do the same thing here. I need to enter the exhibits that are in the record, which I unfortunately do not have open in front of me because it was not prepared. How many records?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, there we go. At this point, I want to enter into the record exhibits 1 through 16 on the index to the record. Are there any additional exhibits that need to be added, or are there any issues with any of these being added to the record? Hearing none?
No.
Okay, then we will move forward. Thank you. I'm sorry I forgot to do that. I have it open somewhere, but I have too many tabs open. I got the suburban mom problem going on. All right, so we will begin with the staff presentation and then the applicant, and then any members of the public who wish to speak. Everyone will need to be sworn in. So let's begin with, sir, please state your name and position, and then let's swear you in.
My name is Jeff Smith. I'm a senior planner for Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
Mr. Smith, staff lead. Do you swear to affirm? Great. Swear to affirm that your testimony will tell the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. Smith, so take it away.
All right. The request today is for Ryan Morton to request a critical area variance to develop property with a 2,300 square foot single family unit with the associated infrastructure. And they are requesting relief to Kitsap County Code 19200.220. Requires buffer provisions in the critical areas code. Because of the extent of the variance, this requires a type 3 application or public hearing with the hearing examiner. So part of the application is mitigation sequencing through the variance application. It's avoid, minimize, and mitigate, and the applicant is required to rectify and mitigate for the proposed variance request. The property is in South Kitsap County, right in the middle of South Kitsap County, below south of Mullinex and Long Lake. This subject property, it's rectangular shaped. It's, I believe that plat to the west is South Long Lake State's PUD. This gives you more of a neighborhood view of the subject property. The property's rectangular shaped, covered with conifers and deciduous trees. It's the property is 600 by 285 feet, and the property is 3.52 acres in size. Right now, currently, there's only the manufactured home and on the property with access to that manufactured home. The property is zoned rural protection. And that means one dwelling unit per 10 acres. And these are, rural protection is characterized by areas that are covered with critical areas when we first did the comprehensive plan for Kitsap County. The property is identified with Harstein soils, and they're moderately deep. They're moderately well-drained. And they are formed on in glacial till and broad uplands, and they do have some wetland characteristics. This is a copy of our critical areas mapping, our resource mapping. As you can see, it shows moderately erodible soils to the north, and then it shows to the south the National Wetland Inventory mapping, and it doesn't show anything on the subject property.
That's
so,
it was a straight line. You know, it's never a straight line.
Yeah, that's right. So, unfortunately, our critical area mapping isn't always correct. So, but as you can see, that straight line, you can assume there's something to the north of that.
That's why those maps are advisory, and we have.
Yeah.
Studies that come along with development.
Exactly. This is part of a drainage. It's south of Long Lake, and the water, as far as the declivity of the site, drains towards the Long Lake. Then Long Lake drains into Curly Creek, and that drains into the Puget Sound. This is a slide of the existing property. Shows the circular driveway and the manufactured home that's currently, it's a 1974 manufactured home. This manufactured home is proposed to be a special care mobile home, and they're approved as a temporary use on an annual basis. The applicant plans on removing that special care mobile home when circumstances change.
I understand that's for the care of family members that have special needs.
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm looking at your code 17415510 for special care residences. And the reason I brought it up is because we just did an ADU hearing, and this is not a subdivision. So this is not an additional dwelling or additional density issue, is it? It is a special temporary use that is meant to be short term and under specific circumstances, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Thank you, sir.
So as I indicated earlier, the property's 3.52 acres. The special care or existing manufactured home is about 840 square feet. This is a slide of the site plan of the proposed single family unit with the driveway approach and the wetland. The wetland is identified as a category 3 wetland, has a habitat score of 6. So it requires a buffer of 110 feet. And the applicant's requesting the variance to put in driveway and the single family unit to a minimum of 33 feet on one part of the outside edge of the buffer. The applicant's proposing to remove hog wire fencing and do a full enhancement of the buffer, as so it has the higher functions of values for that wetland. And that's consistent with Kitsap County Code. The wetland, as identified on it, it's 58,000 square feet. So it does encumber quite a bit of the property, but it does provide some relief or ability to site a single family home with some relief to the critical area buffer. And as you can see, those areas that are identified in yellow, those are, like I said earlier, there's a circular drive. The applicant's proposing to do additional mitigation by removing that and removing or reducing the amount of impervious surface on the property. So this is a more enlarged view of the same site plan above. It shows the on-site septic system, the manufactured home or mobile home, and the yellow areas are areas that are being removed and going to be probably scullified and replanted.
There really doesn't appear to be any space on this property that isn't in some way encumbered by wetland or its associated buffer, is there?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I mean that even the places where the wetland isn't on the western portion, you have to go through wetland somehow or the buffer to get there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I thought I understood that.
The applicant hired Peninsula Environmental Group to do the wetland delineation, and they were very thorough in their review of this, and they identified the mitigation sequencing and also addressed the criteria for the variance.
It looks like they'll also be attached to the municipal sewer, the PUD sewer.
It's going to be, since it's rural, it's going to be on-site septic system.
Oh, the last picture looked like it was, maybe that was a storm drain.
Yeah, there are special, it's a critical drainage area, so there would be some storm drainage components to this beyond dispersion. Okay. The request for the variance to reduce the wetland buffer, there's six criteria, and the first one is, are there special circumstances applicable to the subject property? Well, the first thing is the property is pretty well encumbered with almost entirely by wetland. A buffer reduction does not provide relief, or buffer averaging doesn't provide relief. Number two, such variance is necessary for the preservation of enjoyment of substantial property right. Well, special circumstances are result in the natural site conditions. The applicant has no control over where the wetland is, so that's out of the applicant's control. Will the variance be materially detrimental to the public welfare and interest to the property and vicinity? The neighborhood homes will not be impacted, with runoff will be dispersed into the natural vegetation. And in addition, like I said earlier, the applicant's going to do additional mitigation by removing the driveway, so it's a straight driveway going in, and reducing impervious surface as a result, and doing natural vegetation enhancement. Is the variance necessary for minimum necessary for relief? Well, the house that's being proposed is modest, as staff believes. It's 2,300 square feet. It's not excessive. Staff believes that this is the minimum necessary for granting the variance. And as far as other are there any other practical, reasonable alternatives to exist? Well, there really isn't any, because of how it's encumbered with the 58,000 square foot wetland. There isn't a lot of alternatives here, but to do mitigation. And number six, has there been a mitigation plan approved, more or less? Yes. It's quite thorough as far as what's being proposed as far as mitigating the impacts due to the single-family home encroaching into the 110-foot buffer. So the applicant is removing 260 linear feet of a hogwire fence. The mitigation plan identifies 49,838 square feet of enhancement area, and reducing the driveway. So the applicant is, the mitigation plan is quite thorough as far as mitigating the impacts. This is the resultant site plan showing the reduced impervious surface with the driveway. Identifies the special care mobile home that's a temporary use that will be removed at some point in time. Identifies the buffer, and as far as the setback, and as far as the property outline.
May I ask a question about that? Where is the, are they going to reuse the existing septic tank for the mobile home, or are they going to upsize it? Any idea where the septic is at this point? I mean, obviously a home that has to have a septic tank has to have a septic tank, but I'm just wondering if you know where it's going to be on the parcel.
I think we're going to use the proposal is to use the existing drain field.
Okay. Thank you.
I could probably typical gravity system.
I was just wondering if there's going to be new or if they would reuse the existing, which is, as far as I can tell, as far away from the wetland as is practicable on this piece of property.
Yes. And there's going to be also a limited area for on-site septic based on the existing soil conditions, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, wetlands, not great for that. Thank you. I wondered, that was the one actual question that was in my mind is, are they reusing it and do they have to upsize it? Where is it? Thank you.
Yes. So based on the goals and policies, based on the goals and policies of the comprehensive plan and policies in the critical areas code, staff recommends approval of this variance reduction or variance.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And that really my only question, I'm sorry I interrupt in the middle, because
no
I need to remember them to the end. So thank you. Is there a member of the applicant or applicant, would the applicant or the applicant's team like to come up and?
Yes, the applicant's representative is here today.
Okay. Please state your name, spell it because we have AI transcripts and it's really creative. Can't get mine right at all. And let me know where you're from, and then also where you're in. So what's your name?
Callie Iverson, K-A-L-L-I-E-I-V-E-R-S-O-N. I'm the civil engineer in this project, and I'm speaking on behalf of the applicant.
Ms. Iverson, do you swear or affirm that your testimony today is the truth?
I do.
All right, what do I need to know?
Yeah, I just wanted to explain that we're proposing a single-family residence on this site to impact the site as little as possible. The applicant has been very amenable to mitigating the wetland, as Jeff said, with removing the hogwire fence and reducing the driveway's impact on the wetland. So we're using the existing site topography as much as possible to reduce our impact on the wetland. And I think you can see from our package that we're doing everything possible to use the site with as little impact to the wetland as possible.
It certainly looks like it. Can you answer the question of whether the septic tank will need to be upsized?
It will not need to be upsized as part of this project.
Wow. That is rare and lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nearly everybody puts in the one bedroom or two bedroom that they need, and then when they decide that they want more bedrooms, they have to rethink the whole thing.
Yes, and I will state again, too, that the care home is a temporary use, and once the need is no longer necessary for the project, it will be removed. So that's something that applicant understands as well.
I actually really appreciate that aspect of the Kitsap County Code. It's somewhat unique and it's much, much needed.
Yes.
I say that for a very much fact, as my parents are all nearing 80. They need a place to be.
For sure.
Okay, stick around because I have two members of the public, it looks like, who may want to ask questions, and you may end up needing to answer them.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. That said, members of the public, I see two people online. I see a Casey Lanier, and I don't know the other name.
Casey is our wetlands biologist from Soundview. So if there's any questions about the mitigation plan, I'm sure Casey would be able to answer those.
And I know for sure the other person is another staff planner who's listening in. So,
we have
a member of the public in the room who signed up to speak. Rob, would you still like to provide comment? Yeah, come up on up to the podium. You'll state your name for the record, and then the hearing examiner will swear you in.
Yes, my name is Rob Doherty.
How do you spell Doherty, sir?
The spelling.
Yes, sir.
That's D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
There's no way our AI translator would have gotten that without. You swear and affirm.
It's spelled a few different ways.
I started it wrong.
Okay.
You swear and affirm that your testimony is the truth today, sir?
Yes,
I do. Okay, what do you want me to know, sir?
And I own the parcel, the 5-acre parcel that is adjacent to the Morton's land. My address is 9372 Lawrence Drive Southeast. And, you know, I think all my questions have been answered, so I don't have any further questions. But I do want to welcome the family into the neighborhood. If they're new, I've never met them before. I just now met them, and I'm sure they'll be good neighbors. Thank you.
That is extremely kind of you, sir. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for the good of the record today? No? Okay.
Looks like the wetland specialist has raised their hand, so I will move them over okay. So they can talk.
Hello.
Hello, Casey. Do you swear and affirm that your testimony today will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, and I've got that one spelled because you typed it in for me. Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
How much do you like us to know, sir?
I don't think there's anything else that we really need to go over. I think Jeff did a really good job of explaining how we've met the variance criteria, and then Callie also went through how we're utilizing a lot of the existing areas to develop the new proposed residence. I guess the only thing I have to add is, you know, where the proposed driveway and the proposed residence and the driveway are planning to go are in an area where there's not much established vegetation. It's younger, kind of revegetating areas that have been cleared in the past. So that's just another way that we've gone through the mitigation sequencing to try and avoid impacts to the wetland. And, you know, by removing that western portion of the circular existing driveway, we've now reduced that closest approach to the wetland and increased that distance between the wetland and the edge of the driveway from where it is currently. So that's about all I have. I think this is a pretty kind of cut and dry variant.
It is. It's you almost could have had a reasonable use exemption if there was no way to get this done with mitigation. So it's very nice to see that you are able to do so much in mitigation and do such a good job. I always find it funny though when somebody has to put a critical areas sign on in their backyard. The laws are weird that way. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to say anything? No, I agree this one's fairly straightforward. It is moderate. It looks like it's a good job of mitigating and removing existing issues. So again, I can't rule from the bench, but at the moment I don't see any red flags coming up. And no members of the public came to say anything upsetting, so that's good. They're not upset. And if that is the case, again, I have 10 business days to render a decision and will do so. And I thank everyone for their time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wish I could be there. I would love to walk on your beaches today. Instead, I will be sitting here and doing more hearings.
You can always pretend. Sort of.
Other places with beaches. There are no beaches where I live. I live in Pierce County in the middle of the urban sprawl. So thank you all very much. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.